VOA's David Byrd looks at events in South Africa on day one of World Cup 2010.
Delia Robertson is in our Johannesburg bureau. Delia, first of all, this game was kind of a bittersweet result because Nelson Mandela's great-granddaughter was killed in a car wreck coming home from the concert that was intended to launch this World Cup on Thursday.
Indeed. His 13-year-old great-granddaughter, Zenani, and it's cast a shadow over the World Cup, and the Mandela family has gone into mourning.
Now, former President Mandela was supposed to be in Johannesburg for this opening match, but because of the tragedy that befell his family, he decided not to attend, but he did say to go ahead and enjoy the game, enjoy the tournament. I understand that there are some people talking about dedicating South Africa's matches to Mr. Mandela's granddaughter. Is that correct?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yes, that is being discussed, and I wouldn't be surprised if that is what the national team, Bafana Bafana, decide to do. Mr. Mandela is just loved and adored by most South Africans and held in very high esteem, and people's hearts are aching for him, basically.
Now, on a more positive note, South Africa is hosting the World Cup, the first time that Africa, an African country, has hosted the World Cup. What is it like there in Johannesburg? What's the atmosphere like?
Oh, it's simply glorious. You know, in the neighborhood in which I live, is just completely drowned in vuvuzelas most of the time. Since 2 days ago, when there was a parade for Bafana Bafana to wish them well in the tournament, the vuvuzelas have been going nonstop, and people are just, they're wearing South African colors in scarves, in beanie caps. They're waving South African flags. South African flags are on their vehicles. The vehicles are festooned with flags. I must say, though, that there are also many other flags waving around Johannesburg, and that's wonderful to see. And what I think warms South Africans' heart quite a lot is that you'll see many cars with the South African flag and the flag of one other or two other countries. And clearly those people are perhaps not South African, but who live here and are showing their support for South Africa along with their home teams.
Now, just for my listeners to explain, a vuvuzela is a plastic horn, and it kind of makes a very, very loud noise. Anyone who has seen these horns being blown in the stadiums, like at last year's Confederations Cup, they make the whole stadium sound kind of like a hornet's nest.
Well, it's different things for different people. To me, they sound more like elephants, in fact. I don't know how many people of our listeners have heard an elephant trumpeting, but it's not unlike that when you hear a lot of them together. It can be deafening, but if you put a little cotton wool in your ear, it takes out the really loud sound, and what you then get is you get the sense of the sort of blanket of sound over the stadium that just sends the atmosphere, you know, through the roof, so to speak.
Now, what does hosting this tournament mean for South Africa economically? I would imagine having the world come to your country probably generates a lot of income.
We're expecting about 300,000 foreign visitors during the Cup, and that, of course, will do a lot for the hosting industry in this country. But, in fact, there's also been a lot of cost incurred. One of the long-term benefits, which has cost a great deal, is the investment in infrastructure, and that the government is committed to continue with that investment in infrastructure. Roads have been upgraded. We've had five brand new stadia built, plus several others have been upgraded. And there is some question about how much use they would get and whether they might end up in costly white elephants after the tournament. But I think one of the long-term benefits, apart from the infrastructure development, is the fact that many other people throughout the world are going to be seeing South Africa as a country that can do things and do it well. And that can only be encouraging for potential foreign investors.
All right, that is Delia Robertson. She spoke to us from our Johannesburg bureau. South Africa will continue to host the World Cup through July 11th.
That's David Byrd on The Voice of America.